USA Radio News with Lance Pry.
President Biden, Vice President Harris, and former President Barack Obama will deliver remarks on the Affordable Care Act and lowering health care costs. The new policy is designed to close a loophole in the ACA known as the family glitch that's prevented an estimated 5 million people from qualifying for subsidized health plans.
They will have lunch tomorrow as well as they used to do on a weekly basis. I would note they continue to talk regularly. They are real friends, not just Washington friends, and so I'm sure they will talk about events in the world as well as their families and personal lives.
Defense Secretary Lloyd Austin and Joint Chiefs of Staff Chair Mark Milley will testify before the Armed Services Committee in just about a half hour. Republican Georgia Governor Brian Kemp is expected to sign a bill that outlines the rights of parents to review public school classroom materials, opt their children out of sex education, and access all records related to their children. USA Radio News.
Diabetes, high blood pressure, anxiety meds, everyone's on them. If you're a 50-year-old male, maybe a bit porky, and you may even have type 2 diabetes, $1 million of term insurance may only cost you about $200 a month. Call Term Provider. Speak with Big Lou at 800-444-9336. Big Lou will find a term life policy for you even if you have type 2 diabetes or overweight or have high blood pressure. Term Provider has helped thousands of people like you who think they can't afford term life insurance. To buy $1 million of affordable term life for you, all you need to do is call Big Lou at 800-444-9336. Lou will make sure the scales are tipped in your favor. Call 800-444-9336. Big Lou will answer your call and work to fit you into a term life policy that you can afford. Remember, Big Lou's like you. He's on meds, too. Call 800-444-9336. 800-444-9336.
The United States stopped the Russian government on Monday from paying holders of its sovereign debt more than $600 million from reserves held at U.S. banks. The sanctions were in retaliation for Russia attacking Ukraine on February 24th. An $84 million coupon payment was also due on a 2042 sovereign bond. That didn't happen. Russia was last allowed to make a $447 million coupon payment on a 2030 sovereign dollar bond due last Thursday. Inflation is already hurting the price of eggs, but wait, there's more.
The bird flu is causing a spike in egg prices. The U.S. Department of Ag saying tens of millions of infected chickens and turkeys have been killed in an attempt to stop the spread. The Wall Street Journal reporting egg prices are up 50% since the first of the year. From the USA Radio News Phoenix Bureau, I'm Tim Berg.
Kansas defeated North Carolina 72-69 to win the 2022 NCAA basketball tournament. USA Radio News.
Gunsmoke, Fort Laramie, have gun, will travel.
Frontier gentlemen,
Luke Slaughter of Tombstone.
The greatest radio shows of all time, classic radio theater with Wyatt Cox. On many of these radio stations or online, just search for Classic Radio Theater with Wyatt Cox. That's Classic Radio Theater with Wyatt Cox.
As the war in Ukraine grinds on, Representative Andy Barr, the Republican from Kentucky, told Newsmax on Monday that the United States must do more.
Well, it could be beneficial to the extent that we are telling Russia that we know what they're up to, just as the intelligence community revealed during the buildup what they're up to. What is disappointing is that the Biden administration continues to project a weakness and is not providing all of the assistance that could be provided. You know, he mentioned the amount of money in military and humanitarian assistance that the administration has deployed, but that's far less than what the Congress has actually authorized. The other point is that President Zelensky, in a very heroic speech to the United States Congress and to other NATO parliaments, asked for more assistance for a no-fly zone. The Ukrainians have proven that they can defend their country if given the weapon systems, the aircraft, the anti-armor weapons that they need to carry out the fight. Unfortunately, they're not getting the full range of assistance that they could be getting.
The Kansas Jayhawks were down by 15 at halftime in last night's NCAA championship game against North Carolina. After winning the game, head coach Bill Self talks on TBS.
The kids competed. We still didn't make free throws. We missed some bunnies, but that's about as good defensively as I think a team can play that second half.
I'm Lance Pry, USA Radio News.